I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations will decide this week which government gets to represent Myanmar at the General Assembly. The military seized power from Myanmar's elected officials in a February coup, but several of those officials have formed a shadow government. People continue to suffer under military rule, says Joe Handley of Asian Access.
Well over 1,000 people have died in the last 6 months or so, and I think they've incarcerated somewhere between 7 and 10,000 people. Asian Access has alumni that are actually in prison and being accused of insurrection, despite the fact that really they have not been doing that. They're just trying to be the light of Christ in society.
Pray the peace of Jesus would comfort many and change the hearts of those set on violence. And Lebanon sinks to a new low. According to the United Nations, more than 70% of Lebanese now live below the poverty line. That number was less than 30% before the 2019 revolt began. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama describes the silver lining.
More people than ever are open to the gospel. They're searching. They're coming and asking, what's the answer? How can you help me? And it gives Christians an opportunity to step up and to be the salt and light God's called us to be.
Heart for Lebanon is rolling out a new ministry model this month and expanding holistic outreach to 400 Lebanese families.
All have been affected by the Beirut explosion. The economic destruction in the country isn't limited to one locality anymore. It covers the whole country.
Pray many people will turn to Christ as they see his unity and love on display. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.